Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We are into the holidays, and of course, lots of chaos, but lots of good stuff. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Of course, I always start my show with something uplifting, and today's is your life is your message. Is that the message that you're giving out to everyone? Take a moment to think about that. I think about that and make sure you're getting your message right and make sure that it is your magic message. With that, I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. We've got a great show for you today. And of course, we're here every Saturday from 7 to 8. Let's welcome our first guest, Norman Thatcher from TNT Anger Management Services. Norman offers tips at this time of the holiday to unstress. Let's welcome Norman. Good morning, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I'm always excited to share some incredible guests. And today I have Norman Thatcher joining us. Norman, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thank you. And I am excited. And, of course, I'm so glad that you are here to really just talk about this is a stressful time for so many people as we move closer to the holidays and into even into the new year. And first of all, can you just share? I know you've been on so many times, and thank you for being one of our great sponsors. But tell everybody a little bit about TMT, stress management, anger.
Sure, no problem. So basically what I do is I take consultations for people that call in, and we set up a treatment plan and go for whatever consultation information that you're needing for either court mandations or voluntary basis. So something that is affecting us all right now is the holiday season, the New Year's resolutions, and you know, just some other things that come up with that the holidays bring.
There you go. And even if people are just feeling a little off, are they able to call you and kind of just get back on track? I know you do a lot of phone sessions as well as streaming, correct?
Yeah, I do phone sessions, Zoom and Skype sessions, and then my office is in Westlake Village.
Great. And of course, but it really doesn't matter where they live because you have clients from all over, correct?
Yes, I do have out-of-state clients. With technology now, Zoom is available in all 50 states. So I am looking forward to working with people out-of-state also. And, you know, if you can't find somebody in your nearest location for anger management, give TNT Anger Management Services a call.
I love that. I love that. And, of course, you've been doing this for how long? I mean, this is kind of your passion.
It is. I've been in private practice now for 16 years. And basically, I kind of got certified by working in the hospital. And then a friend of mine, we were working together and said, hey, why don't we open up a private practice? Because a lot of the stressors and anger that we saw with patients in the hospital, I felt that was something that they can use on the outside once they get out, because being in the hospital is very stressful. And I just thought, you know, they needed more time to be with an individual practitioner to help them deal with things. And they just sometimes don't feel it in the hospital with everybody rushing around and doctors having limited time. So I opened up the practice, and it's been going for 16 years.
Wow, good for you. You are so needed in our community. And even with adolescents, you work with a lot of adolescents also, correct?
I honestly just started working with adolescents about 6 months ago. And yes, I do have adolescents in practice. And so, like I mentioned before, some of their stressors and some of their anger is just as accepting as adults. So going through that adolescent period, if you're older folk, and we remember how frustrating it was trying to gain, you know, individual control of power through these rough years of just kind of being delegated by your parents or your guardians of what to do and where to go, you know, you're approaching that adulthood of 18 and going forward, and they get frustrated, but their emotions are just as important.
Yeah, just making good decisions, right? And with so many things in our world bombarding us. So, again, Norman, give everybody your website and your phone number so that we can definitely get that out of the way.
Sure. My website is www.tntams.com. And my phone number is area code 818-264-6255. And last time I mentioned, the acronym is Animal L.
Okay, perfect. And share that with everybody really quick so that they can kind of, you know, put them together.
So Animal L, when you put out those letters on a dial or rotary phone, it will come directly to my cell phone, which is the business phone of 818-264-6255. Just an easier way while you're driving to remember a contact person.
I love that. So we've got some interesting topics that we're going to kind of cover today, and even some interventions that we can go over. One, what is, and I love how you kind of listed them and shared them with me, but number one is gift shopping. How many people stress over that? I mean, getting the right gift, or maybe not having a budget for it, or knowing what to buy, or knowing not. What's your thought on that?
Well, I went through some of my own personal stressors of what I stress about for the holidays and what my family stresses about for the holidays. Some of these are personal, situations. But, you know, the gift shopping, you know, if you're a child and you're shopping for dad, you know, how many ties can you keep buying dear old dad for, you know, six straight years? So you might have to change it up and then go to, go to Socks or something and see something else he enjoys.
There you go. Or a good book, right? I mean, you know, or game or something. I don't know. There's lots of things. So that's one of them. And then what about, you know, it has gotten really, really cold. And living in California, that's a big deal because we don't usually get this cold weather. Talk to us about that.
Well, no, we don't get this cold weather. In fact, last night I had some frost on my car in southern sunny California, and that was interesting for us. Mm-hmm. So the one thing I do look at now, being nationwide Zoom available, I guess I can't get too much sympathy from people back in Chicago and Detroit. So, as far as the cold weather, it's just, you know, it's a little inconvenient. You got to throw on a jacket here and there or a sweater. Some people just don't like the cold. And to add into that, that's where some of our homeless is such a major problem in California, because they come to California for the weather because it is warmer, and they just couldn't survive in states, you know, like Michigan, and they would just freeze. So that is a problem, and it could be irritating for people.
Yeah, it's interesting. Around my home here, they are doing a lot of, electrical work. And so Southern California has turned off of our electric. And you should hear the poor people, you know, it's probably the coldest time. And, you know, but there's ways of dealing with it. And so we need to balance our insecurities and things that, you know, we have to be ready for changes, I guess you would say. So what would be, since this is your specialty, what would you tell people that are really worrying about, you know? having the electric turned off or, you know what I mean, being cold and all that?
Well, it's kind of like the same thing as nursing intervention. Our philosophy is safety first, and actually for weather conditions and things like that is obviously, humanity first. And, you know, if you're in a situation where it's just freezing outside, obviously you want to try and get out of that location and into, even if it's a shelter for, 24 hours, or speak to some family and friends that maybe you're not really getting along with so hot. But, you gotta push through a cold winter night to get through the next day. And maybe that might help with mending some relationships when you're, having arguments with family members. And that was actually another one of the stressors of holiday season, was actually being alone. So
right, I was gonna say it actually just leads right into that. And you know, on this one, I really have kind of a thought on this, because you can be alone and there are feelings of being lonely, but get yourselves out there. Even if you take a walk and you end up meeting some of your neighbors, or just make phone calls to people. I mean, don't be alone unless that's really what you want. But if it's lonely because of depression, reach out. I mean, when you're helping somebody else, you're actually helping yourself.
Exactly. And as nurses working in, mental health hospitals, part of our job is to encourage people. Sometimes they don't want to get out of bed. They don't want to go to groups. They don't want to eat meals. But our job is to advocate for the betterment of their treatment. So we might be looked at as, you are a pain in the you-know-what, but mm-hmm. it's our job to prompt them and get them to do things they might not want to do. Like you said, being alone, we are basically, as humans, supposed to be social people and
right.
and work with each other and learn from each other. I learn all the time. I claim to not know 100% of everything by all stretch of the imagination.
I'm right there with you. Yeah.
So as just being humans and being together, you need your downtime and you want to be, alone at times. But for the most part, we are, together. We work much better together. And I think that I've mentioned, and, sometimes the hardest part is just asking for help, or asking, be part of a social club, or be part of, reconnect with your family. And, that was a big thing for the holidays, is actually seeing relatives. That is something that not everybody always wants to do.
Right.
There might be some family conflict, and just because it's Christmas or Hanukkah times or New Year's times, I didn't want to see you in March, but why would I want to see you now just because it's this time? So
that is
a stressful time.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's about really starting new ties, and, we're all here for a limited time. So it's really about, just setting up boundaries, correct? And when you get those triggers, maybe just think twice about them, and just know that it's only a temporary time at the holidays. Would you agree?
Yeah, it is temporary, but it can be long lasting if you're willing to take that first step and say, hey, I'm not getting along with my brother, or I'm not getting along with my sister. But you can't change what they do. But if you take the initiative yourself and say, I'm going to make that phone call, I'm going to give that first offering, you did your part. And if that person doesn't react to the way you expect them to, well, you did what you can do.
And that's great advice.
Yeah.
And I know we kind of talked a little bit about this gift shopping, but being in debt. Okay, it's nice to buy people's gifts, but you do not want to put yourself in a place where you start the new year with all this debt. And so even if you there's so many little things that you could do, even just say, I really came over to take a walk with you, or, you know, I wrote this poem for you, or just, you know, people don't, I mean, especially, you know, as you get older, you don't need any more materialistic things. Norman, some really great stuff that we talked about, and I just want to kind of end it with New Year's resolutions and really make sure you're not setting yourself up for rejection or setting yourself up to be disappointed. Would you agree?
Oh, 100% I would agree. So basically New Year's goals are basically something that we all see motivated for a couple weeks at a time. And then by the third week, we're tired of going to the gym. So what I would suggest is make your goals realistic, make them small to be achievable. And so as you complete these small goals, it'll give yourself the motivation to keep small goals going to build into the long-term success.
I love that. Norman Thatcher, TNT Anger Management Services. His phone number is 818-264-6255. Please reach out to him, or if you know of anybody that's hurting and needs some help, Norman is the man to go to. Norman, thank you so much. Happy holidays and stay well. And thank you again for being a part of our show.
Well, of course, happy holidays to you and everybody out there. Be safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's BarbaraDoust.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Happy holidays to everyone out there. My next guest is Elizabeth Rivens, and she's the founder of Next Career and Life. And, of course, we're going to talk about some creative solutions for that next chapter of our lives. And some of us are already there. And, of course, you think everything's going perfect. Maybe it could be a little bit better. Let's welcome Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, my next guest is Elizabeth Rivens. She's the founder of Next Career and Life. And we're all going to get to that point if we're not already there right now. And of course, welcome Elizabeth on. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kim. I'm really pleased to be here. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. And talk to us a little bit about how you got started and who you are.
Okay. I'm a lifelong entrepreneur. And
we all are, right?
Yeah. And I come from humble means as a single mom. And so, you know, I have to be really good at changing things up and relying on myself, but also creative solutions. And I developed that into really coming up with things that I thought other people would need, products and things. It was a hobby, and then I turned that into a career. So as I was doing this, I was always moving along with an idea of success. Like, once I get this business to this place, I will be successful, and I worked really hard. I mean, you know, in your 20s, you're in the trenches. You're working really hard. But I got there, and then I realized, wait a minute, this isn't
even what I want. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No, it's a question.
It wasn't. Right. And you know, by the time you get to 30 or so, you're going, wait a minute, I didn't, you know, take in all these other life aspects that I might be wanting. That doesn't mean I'm a failure at what I'm doing. I'm doing great, but it doesn't feel right. It's not lining up. So that's when I had to take a step back. And I began to, from that point on, I developed a way of how I live my life and how I create businesses around my life so that I can live my best life. And so,
okay, so let's just stop there. You say how you live your life. Is that your habits or how you live your life business-wise? Talk to us about that.
Well, I think in the old way of doing things, because I honestly believe this is really now with all the workforce and what's going on, you know, a lot of people have their roles of their career and then their roles of their life and then their roles of this over there, like their spiritual or health practices. I really began to integrate and get really clear on what it was I wanted for myself. So yes, I want to live a healthy lifestyle. I want to have time to actually practice that. I'm a person that has my morning ritual where I, you know, I have a quiet time. I made sure, you know, I did all those things, but I also knew what I was capable of as an entrepreneur and decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do so I can show up, be a mom. I want to be at the soccer field, but I also want to be at the, you know, at the big meetings. And so I created that for myself and realized that this is a way that helped me, even helping other people take a vision to reality by taking in all of those things, starting from the inside out rather than all these things I'm going to fit into them. I did it the opposite way so I could really show up and be happy in my life. And you know, it changes. You know,
day to day. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're always, you know, different things are arising in our lives and stuff. Let me ask you a question. So does this mean that you say no a lot?
I choose. So I ask myself, because this is where I teach. This is what I teach, is what I speak about. Really know yourself well, because when I got to that point where I had everything I thought I wanted and I wasn't happy inside, that's when I went, wait, I'm out of line here. So my practice in life is to know myself really, really well and what I can do, what I'm capable of, and mm-hmm. what I'm not good at. And that's where I go, okay, that's a job that, you know, maybe I have to do that for a moment, but I'm going to look to see how I might be able to do this thing without having to do that thing that I'm not good at. Maybe I'll hire someone. I've always lived that way, right? Like, this is what I'm really good at, and I'm going to put my energy here and thrive, and then I'm going to allow other people to thrive at what they're good at and help
right.
them.
Right. So if it's yeah. basically not in your wheelhouse, you'll right. want to gift it to somebody else to handle it. So I love that. And you know, it's funny. It takes a lot of practice to get to this point, you know, where I think I'm at the same place you are. You know, we work really hard, and then all of a sudden we realize, like, okay, this is where we're at. Now what? You know, and I love that that's really what your next career, your next life, right? What does that
yeah.
mean exactly?
Well, it means a few things. Creative solutions, you know, coming up with creative solutions means you have to be really okay with what we call in our culture failing, but it's not failing. It's just, hey, this isn't working. Next. Let's figure out what's next. And be really agile, really flexible. And right now, the world needs this. We need to get really good at leveraging change where, okay, that wasn't working. I learned this. Wow, I'm so glad I learned this. I'm going mm-hmm. to take this over here and just apply it this way. And wow, it's working. So next is about that, but it's also about we get to a certain age and we've done all the things, like I said, you know, or we're losing a job or something's happening, maybe our roles are changing in our life, and what is going to be next for us? And a lot of times they've lost who they are, that connection to who we truly are, what we bring and all our accomplishments, we've lost that. And so that's where next career in life is there to support as well as teach and just maybe you want to write a book, maybe you want to go on trekking the world, who knows? But the thing is getting to that place.
Elizabeth, let me ask you, so if somebody is listening right now and they're feeling like, God, I've accomplished, you know, to this point in my life, but it just doesn't feel fulfilling anymore, what would be your tip that you could leave them with?
Oh, my goodness. step back. Step back. Take the time. I mean, they should talk with me, and that's where I offer courses and all that on my website. But step back. Take the time to just really find out what it is you love, what's important. Are you really good? Give yourself a pat, because we often, especially as women, we forget all of all those accomplishments, but we're really super, like our superpowers, right?
Yeah.
Step back and look at all that and then see where you might be able to start plugging that in. And be patient. It takes time and it's a journey. And play with it. Have fun. Start to play again. You know, that's what failure is. Kids play and it doesn't work, they're on to the next thing. So figure out what that is and be agile. It's not so important to be right. It's more important to feel right.
I love that. I love that. And you work with people that do this, correct, that are going through this?
Yes, I
do. Are you
a
therapist?
I'm not a therapist, and I really don't like to think of myself as a coach either. What I am is someone that's a good trainer and someone that's a good teacher, that I teach what this process and this way of doing that I have honed and learned and taught to others, as well as many people decide they're going to start a business. And I'm able to help them with that as well and give them business advising. But I have these cohorts, and I feel like it's the best thing because they get together. And it's not just me helping them. It's the group that helps each other. And they get through this next step, and they really enjoy it. And they start seeing, wait, it's not all bad. That thing that I was doing is no longer serving me. I have all these opportunities now I didn't see before.
I love it. I love it. Elizabeth, you brought some really good light to our show. And thank you so much for being here. Happy holidays to you also. And please share our show with everyone. And I appreciate it. And, of course, we're talking with Elizabeth Rivens, founder of Next Career in Life. Thank you so much. And I'd love to talk to you again more.
Oh, Kim, this was really pretty awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
You got it. All right. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was so great. And, of course, our next one is Dr. Jen Trachtenberg, and she's going to offer parents peace of mind with money-saving tips to keep our babies healthy and full with food. And, of course, insecurity on the rise with food. Every dollar count. She's going to help us there.
Good morning and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Of course. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And, of course, we're talking about, keeping our babies and our families safe and healthy, right?
Yeah. So my name is Dr. Jen Trachtenberg. I'm a board-certified pediatrician caring for kids newborn through young adulthood and really concentrating on nutrition and wellness and keeping kids healthy, happy, and full of life.
There you go. I like full of life. And, of course, mm-hmm. with food insecurities, where can we find help for our families and what to do if you can't find your formula of choice on shelves lately?
Sure. So food insecurity, to start with, is a lack of affordable and nutritious food for everyone in the household to live an active and healthy life. And it can really force parents to make decisions that no one should have to make, whether it's pay their electric bill this month or buy nutritious food for their family. And we know that kids who aren't eating enough aren't doing well in school, they may not be participating in activities, and infants are really very vulnerable, particularly those first 1,000 days of their life, because they really need to get adequate nutrition for their future health. So there are some resources out there, whether it be food pantries, government-funded programs, but it may not be enough. And so I often tell parents that they should really consider store-brand infant formula. And this is formulas, for example, Walmart's Parent Choice formula. It offers complete nutrition. It meets the same FDA standards as expensive name brands, but costs up to 50% less. So it's really like a $60 a month savings, and it's completely safe to switch to a store brand formula, especially in the current environment when it's difficult to find your usual name brand formula due to supply chain shortages that we're seeing quite often these days.
Wow, that's really good to know. I mean, because that's extendable to everybody then,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is there that we shouldn't do? And if you can kind of discover mm-hmm. some safe and alternative ways.
Yeah.
Otherwise
so,
dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah. So as a pediatrician, I've been in practice for over 20 years now. And often when parents are trying to stretch a dollar to feed their family, they do often cut the food budget. And oftentimes it does include infant formula because it is quite expensive. So some mistakes that parents make that can be dangerous is switching to cow's milk too early, making homemade formula, or even attempting to stretch their formula supply by diluting it with extra water. And this can be really dangerous because, yeah, it dilutes the essential nutrients. They don't get enough sugar. They can have seizures and failure to thrive. So it's really important for them to get the nutrition they need in the infant formula. And that's why, you know, I'm so passionate about parents learning about store brand formula because they can get it wherever the trusted stores that they go to, Walmart, Target, Costco, Amazon, Walgreens, you know, all those and more. And they are completely nutritious. They meet the same FDA standards as the expensive name brands. But so, you know, parents are getting the quality and the babies are getting the nutrition that they need, but at such a savings.
You know what, that really makes a lot of sense, and that you would think, you know, oh, I'll just put a little water in it, but I'm so glad we talked about that. And, of course, Dr. Trachtenberg, tell us, how do we find out more about all this information and, of course, about you?
Sure, absolutely. If people want to find more about this store-brand formula that I'm so passionate about, you can go to storebrandformula.com. You can learn more about it and also where you can find a full list of stores in your area that sell store-brand formula.
I love it. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay well and happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My next guest is Dr. Michael Gibson, and, of course, joining us today to clear up some confusion as an interventional cardiologist. We all know and we've all heard that taking aspirins daily is a good thing. We're going to find out if it really is. Dr. Michael Gibson, and he is an interventional cardiologist. And, you know, this is interesting to me because I've been hearing a lot of this, and I actually take one aspirin every day. So I'm interested to hear, along with, of course, all of our listeners out there,
should we be doing that? And of course, you're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we do that, can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, thanks, Kim. Yeah, I'm a cardiologist, an interventional cardiologist, the kind of cardiologist who opens up those blockages in the heart. And I'm also a researcher with a lot of interest in antiplatelet medicines like aspirin. So I'm glad that you're giving me some time today to kind of clear the air about what's going on.
Yeah, and can you kind of clear up a little bit, what is an intervention? What is that? What does that exactly mean?
Well, you know, when you have a blockage of the artery identified on one of those angiograms where we squirt some dye down the artery, if there's a blockage there, we can open it up and put a little metal tube in called a stent, which helps to restore blood flow. The times where this is most critical is if you come in having a heart attack, where the artery is completely closed. We have just a few minutes to get that artery open and restore blood flow to the heart to save someone's life. So, you know, that's a big part of what we do is getting arteries open that are choking the heart off for blood.
Okay. And is that different than a regular cardiologist, or is that just, you know, I mean, I was thinking it was more like a natural cardiologist, but no.
It's different than a regular cardiologist. A regular cardiologist does a great job seeing patients in clinic, managing their blood pressures, managing their cholesterol, you know, rounding on them in the hospital, caring for them. But what we do is that part where we actually intervene. That's where we're called an interventional cardiologist. Where we do.
There you go. Okay, so you are the one doing the surgery. We really need you. Perfect.
So hopefully in the middle of the day, not in the middle of the night, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is so true. Again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Dr. Michael Gibson. And we're talking about aspirins. This is a new thing in the, you know, I've been hearing a lot about it. How does aspirin work to help prevent cardiovascular issues?
Well, you know, sadly, we often cut our finger or our hand and the bleeding stops, though, because we have these little things in our bloodstream called platelets. And what they do is they clump together to create a clot. Now, that's good if it's your finger or your hand. It is not good if that clot forms in your brain, causing a stroke, or forms in your heart, causing a heart attack. What aspirin does is it prevents those little platelets from clumping together and forming a blood clot. And that keeps the vital blood flowing to your heart and to your brain, getting that oxygen there that you need so badly.
Okay, so that makes sense then. So who should and who should not be taking aspirin and why?
That's a conversation you need to have with your doctor. Don't listen to the headlines. Listen to your doctor. Okay. And if you've had a heart attack or stroke, odds are that the benefits of taking aspirin will outweigh the risk. By the way, the headlines you read do not apply to those people who'd had a heart attack or stroke. The headlines you read apply to those people who've never had a heart attack or stroke and those people who are over 60. Now, in that case, talk to your doctor again. If you have blockages on a CT scan, or if you have diabetes or other risk factors for a heart attack or stroke over the next 10 years, it might be the case that aspirin may provide more benefit than risk in terms of bleeding. But that's a decision you and your doctor need to make together.
Okay, great. And can you take aspirin if it causes stomach issues? I know a lot of people think about that, and you know.
You can take aspirin. You have to be careful. That's why you need to be under the care of a doctor. There are some newer forms of aspirin that might be a little better on the stomach. Many people have some stomach upset with aspirin. Vazalore, one of the newer ones, it's not a pill. It is a capsule, and that capsule's filled with liquid, and it gets transported down below the stomach. So it floats through the stomach and then delivers the aspirin further down in the intestine. What we do know is compared to regular aspirin, the Vazalore is associated with a lower rate of ulcers and erosion of the stomach lining compared to regular aspirin out at 7 days?
So, like, I take the baby aspirin, the chewable, and you're talking about ones that are obviously coated. What's the difference? I mean, and what should my listeners be aware of?
Yeah, great question. So we're really talking about three different things here. The chewable one, the immediate release one that you're talking about. There are some preparations called enteric coated aspirin. Those were designed to be easier on the stomach. The problem with those is that they get absorbed more slowly. The aspirin gets into your bloodstream more slowly, and it gets into the bloodstream inconsistently, particularly with food. Now, compared to that enteric coated aspirin, the newer one, the Vazalore aspirin, gets into your bloodstream quicker, and it gets into your bloodstream more consistently. And of course, in a heart attack or stroke setting, speed is critical. And of course, chronically, having a consistent amount of aspirin in your bloodstream is very important as well.
So, okay, with saying that, and you are so good at explaining this. I really, really appreciate your directness and your, it's just very great. Which one would you recommend people taking then? So not the one that the baby aspirin anymore then?
Well, again, you know, this is a decision you and your doctor have to make together. You got to look at your risks and benefits. You know, there's a balance there. Talk to your doctor. They are your best resource, not the headlines. Your doctor knows your best. These guideline recommendations are for the whole population. They're not for you as an individual patient. And again, which specific medicine is best for you is, again, a conversation you need to have with that doctor.
I love it. Dr. Gibson, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. How can my listeners find out more about you? Where are you located?
I'm in Boston, up at Harvard Medical School. Okay. Just type in C, period, Michael Gibson. And, you know, I'm on Twitter. I have about 440,000 followers and give health news every day on Twitter. A lot of health information about COVID, a lot of public health information. You can follow me there.
Well, thank you so much. This has been very informative, and I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
the DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
And my last guest is veteran, journalist, consumer advocate, and money-saving expert, Elizabeth Leamy, is available to help everyone to navigate the ever-changing online world. If you don't get confused, I don't know. I'm like always going, did something change on here? Our banks, everything. Well, let's welcome Elizabeth.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, my next guest is Elizabeth Rivens. She's the founder of Next Career and Life. And we're all going to get to that point if we're not already there right now. And of course, welcome Elizabeth on. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kim. I'm really pleased to be here. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. And talk to us a little bit about how you got started and who you are.
Okay. I'm a lifelong entrepreneur. And
we all are, right?
Yeah. And I come from humble means as a single mom. And so, you know, I have to be really good at changing things up and relying on myself, but also creative solutions. And I developed that into really coming up with things that I thought other people would need, products and things. It was a hobby, and then I turned that into a career. So as I was doing this, I was always moving along with an idea of success. Like, once I get this business to this place, I will be successful, and I worked really hard. I mean, you know, in your 20s, you're in the trenches. You're working really hard. But I got there, and then I realized, wait a minute, this isn't
even what I want. Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Right. And you know, by the time you get to 30 or so, you're going, wait a minute. I didn't, you know, take in all these other life aspects that I might be wanting. That doesn't mean I'm a failure at what I'm doing. I'm doing great, but it doesn't feel right. It's not lining up. So that's when I had to take a step back and, I began to, from that point on, I developed a way of how I live my life and how I create businesses around my life so that I can live my best life. And
So let's just stop there. You say how you live your life. Is that your habits or how you live your life business-wise? Talk to us about that.
Well, I think in the old way of doing things, because I honestly believe this is really now with all the workforce and what's going on, You know, a lot of people have their roles of their career and then their roles of their life and then their roles of this over there, like their spiritual or health practices. I really began to integrate and get really clear on what it was I wanted for myself. So yes, I want to live a healthy lifestyle. I want to have time to actually practice that. I'm a person that has my morning ritual where I, you know, I have a quiet time. I made sure, you know, I did all those things, but I also knew what I was capable of as an entrepreneur and decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do so I can show up, be a mom. I want to be at the soccer field, but I also want to be at the, you know, at the big meetings. And so I created that for myself and, realized that this is a way that, helped me even helping other people take a vision to reality by taking in all of those things, starting from the inside out rather than all these things I'm going to fit into them. I did it the opposite way. So I could really show up and be happy in my life. And you know, it changes. You know, we
day to day. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're always, you know, different things are arising in our lives and stuff. Let me ask you a question. So does this mean that you say no a lot?
I choose. So I ask myself, because this is where I teach. This is what I teach, is what I speak about. Really know yourself well, because when I got to that point where I had everything I thought I wanted and I wasn't happy inside, that's when I went, wait, I'm out of line here. So my practice in life is to know myself really, really well and what I can do, what I'm capable of, and what I'm not good at. And that's where I go, okay, that's a job that, you know, maybe I have to do that for a moment, but I'm going to look to see how I might be able to do this thing without having to do that thing that I'm not good at. Maybe I'll hire someone. I've always lived that way, right? It's like, this is what I'm really good at, and I'm going to put my energy here and thrive, and then I'm going to allow other people to thrive at what they're good at and help them.
So if it's basically not in your wheelhouse, you'll want to gift it to somebody else to handle it. So I love that. And you know, it's funny. It takes a lot of practice to get to this point, you know, where I think I'm at the same place you are. You know, we work really hard and then all of a sudden we realize, like, okay, this is where we're at. Now what? You know, and I love that that's really what your next career, your next life, right? What does that mean exactly?
Well, it means a few things. Creative solutions, you know, coming up with creative solutions means you have to be really okay with what we call in our culture failing, but it's not failing. It's just, hey, this isn't working. Next. Let's figure out what's next and be really agile, really flexible. And right now the world needs this. We need to get really good at leveraging change where, okay, that wasn't working. I learned this. Wow. I'm so glad I learned this. I'm going to take this over here and just apply it this way. And wow, it's working. So, next is about that, but it's also about, we get to a certain age and we've done all the things, like I said, you know, or we're losing a job or something's happening, maybe our roles are changing in our life, and what is going to be next for us? And a lot of times they've lost who they are, that connection to who we truly are and what we bring and all our accomplishments. We've lost that. And so that's where next career in life is there to support as well as teach and just maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to go on trekking the world. Who knows? But the thing is getting to that place.
Elizabeth, let me ask you, so if somebody is listening right now and they're feeling like, God, I've accomplished, you know, to this point in my life, but it just doesn't feel fulfilling anymore, what would be your tip that you could leave them with?
Oh, my goodness. step back. Step back. Take the time. I mean, they should talk with me, and that's where I offer courses and all that on my website. But step back. Take the time to just really find out what it is you love, what's important. Are you really good? Give yourself a pat, because we often, especially as women, we forget all those accomplishments, but we're really super, like our superpowers, right?
Yeah.
Step back and look at all that and then see where you might be able to start plugging that in. And be patient. It takes time and it's a journey, and play with it. Have fun. Start to play again. You know, that's what failure is. Kids play, and it doesn't work, they're on to the next thing. So figure out what that is and be agile. It's not so important to be right. It's more important to feel right.
I love that. I love that. And you work with people that do this, correct, that are going through this?
Yes,
I do. Are you a therapist?
I'm not a therapist, and I really don't like to think of myself as a coach either. What I am is someone that's a good trainer and someone that's a good teacher, that I teach what this process and this way of doing that I have honed and learned and taught to others, as well as many people decide they're going to start a business, and I'm able to help them with that as well and give them business advising. But I have these cohorts, and I feel like it's the best thing because they get together, and it's not just me helping them. It's the group that helps each other, mm-hmm. and they get through this next step, and they really enjoy it. And they start seeing, wait, it's not all bad. That thing that I was doing is no longer serving me. I have all these opportunities now I didn't see before.
I love it. I love it. Elizabeth, you brought some really good light to our show. And thank you so much for being here. Happy holidays to you also. And please share our show with everyone. And I appreciate it. And, of course, we're talking with Elizabeth Rivens, founder of Next Career in Life. Thank you so much. And I'd love to talk to you again more.
Oh, Kim, this was really pretty awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
You got it. All right. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, everyone. And, of course, we are done with our show. I'm so glad that you've all tuned in. And, of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Worry less and smile more. Let's have a great rest of your day. And you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
In a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh.